Next patient is William, W-I-L-L-I-M, Chris, C-R-I-S-S, 219-52. Mr. Chris is a 71-year-old gentleman, originally from Tyler, Texas, divorced, 72-year-old gentleman, divorced, has two children. He was an oil field worker, restaurant manager. He does smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol. He suffers from COPD end stage. He requires oxygen. His O2 sat's only 90% on 2 liters. When the oxygen was taken off to examine the patient's O2 saturation, it drops down to mid-80s with tachycardia, consistent with a 72-year-old with end-stage COPD, period, paragraph. Patient continues to smoke, but he says not as much, period, paragraph. Medical problems include hypertension, COPD, coronary artery disease, right-sided heart failure, edema, shortness of breath, anxiety, air hunger, decreased sleep, and diarrhea for the past 2 days, which is improving. Medication includes metoprolol 25 milligram BID, Tylenol number 3, O2 at 2 liters, NEP treatment, and albuterol. NEP treatment along with albuterol inhaler on regular basis, surgery pacemaker, continues to smoke, under social, has had weight loss, difficulty ambulating. He has a walker, but he hasn't been using because it's difficult for him to walk because of severe weakness, shortness of breath, and air hunger. He gets help to go outside to smoke, but only when someone is willing to do it. Otherwise, he likes to chew tobacco, he tells me. On exam, O2 sat's 92% on 2 liters, heart rate is 110, blood pressure 160 over 90, efebrile. Heart pulses, one pulses to lungs, ronchi, routes, coarse breath sounds, bilaterally, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD skin shows, neck shows positive JVD skin shows, no rash, or mucosal without lesion. Patient demonstrates severe muscle wasting in the lower extremity, neurological, non-focal. Positive edema, lower extremity trace. Assessment, here we have a 72-year-old gentleman with COPD, tobacco abuse, O2 dependency, tachycardia, right-sided heart failure, core pulmonary hypertension. Patient has issues with anxiety, chronic pain, also hypertension, currently taking metoprolol, period. In the paragraph, he has decreased sleep, anxiety, as I mentioned, air hunger, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this 72-year-old gentleman who's dying of end-stage COPD and still refusing to change any of his habits. Overall prognosis is poor. Oh, by the way, COVID immunization is none. He doesn't believe in COVID. Allergy is none. Put that in the text somewhere. And medication, did I say metoprolol 25 BID and Tylenol number 3 as needed for pain? Thank you.